Charlotte. I'm from Louisiana. AFR has been bolstering my courage and my strength and my faith for years. In the morning, it bolsters me to give me strength for what I do and what I say during the day. And at night, it gives me the faith to know that tomorrow will be a good day. And no matter what's going on in this world, God is in control.
It's Spring Share-a-thon 2024, dedicated to the memory of our founder, Brother Don Wildman.
God doesn't require us to be successful. God requires us to be faithful.
1 Corinthians 1:9 says, God is faithful, by whom you were called into fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
I know my story, it isn't over.
To make your pledge at 877-616-2396 or give online at afr.net as we glorify our faithful God.
Well, amen, and welcome to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. If you've been listening this morning already, welcome back to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. It's Tuesday, April the 9th, 2024, in case you're listening in a different year. And joining me in studio to co-host today is Ed Battagliano. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning. I think I may be still in 2023.
Are you back in 2023? Well,
just lagging behind a little bit.
You'll catch
4 months or so.
Well, better to be in Y2K.
Merry Christmas, Tim.
Lost in Y2K. It is crazy to think we're already in April here in 2024.
We've already been through Easter.
I know. I know, the Final Four is already over, right? So it's just crazy.
Hockey playoffs starting April 20th,
there
right?
There you go.
Can I get an amen, guys?
And that lasts until June something, right? Doesn't
it does.
If for those that missed April Fools, that's your fault. You had your one day,
that's
and
right.
Can't do it anymore.
Ed Battagliano, Wesley Wildman, Christopher Woodward.
Good morning.
Chris. How you doing?
I'm well.
So we let Fred off today or what? Fred did the show with Bert this morning.
Did
from I saw, 6 to 7. I saw Fred over by the snack table.
He's taking his Canadian government mandated hour off.
Now, you saw Fred over by the snack table.
Yes, we do have a snack table during Share-a-thon.
And y'all had that in common?
No, I was going into Share-a-thon Central to check to see how things were going.
You glanced over as Fred was getting his snacks.
I got to say, I was a little bit envious.
Right.
I had not already done my
snack
radio time
oh.
in order to warrant having a snack.
Right, right.
I ate before.
When I get off this show, buddy.
I grabbed something on the way to the meeting.
Talking eats those calories up.
Yes, it does.
You know.
So. You know, I was passing the snack table to get down here, too, and I noticed now there's a cookie, I don't know who makes it, it's a sugar cookie with sprinkles and chocolate chips.
Ooh.
And I think that was it. But it was like putting all the good things in one cookie.
Oh,
wow. It's a hit or miss though because
good is relative.
Good, right that's there. Right. Yeah.
I think.
Good
tasting, bad.
Wilford Brimley bad would call you. That bad diabetes.
All right, it is. What are we doing here today?
It's Share-a-thon.
Share-a-thon.
I love Share-a-thon.
It's
I really Share-a-thon. Do. Twice a year, folks. We have 3 days in April, 3 days in October. And that's when we ask you to support this ministry and to help keep American Family Radio on the air. 3 days in the spring, 3 days in the fall, that's not much. It's a fraction of the amount of time that we're on the air. But as Brother Don used to say years ago when he began this network in 1991, we like to treat our listeners like grownups. You know a ministry of this size, 125 people working here. We have over 170 radio stations. We have a magazine division. We have a filmmaking division. This is a big ministry that God has blessed us with, and we need our supporters to help keep it on the air. So Share-a-thon is when we do that. And today we are asking you to give to American Family Radio. The number to call for your pledge is 877-616-2396. That number is 877-616-2396. That'll take you directly to Sheraton Central. We have folks who are waiting to take your call.
They're down there by the snacks.
They're down there by the snack table.
Folks, really are.
Look, save some snacks for us. We're on the air. We're working.
Right.
If you don't call those folks down there,
They'll wander over. To the snack table.
There will be no snacks for us.
Right.
So, folks, you can give safely. It's important that we get snacks. You can give online safely and securely at AFR.net. It is Sheraton Wesley. This is a great time of year. We get to hear from our supporters and listeners, and it's encouraging to us.
It is. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9 says, God is faithful, who has called you into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. That's our Bible verse for this Sheraton. And the thing that's most important to me that I wanted to highlight in that Bible verse, and that's that over the years, studying the characteristics of God, learning about him, about God himself and his word, for me, the most impactful thing for me directly is to know that when God says something, he does it. He keeps his word. While even the best of men, even the best of Christian men, do a good job of keeping the word, they fail at some point. We get tricked by the evil one. Even the best of men get tricked by the evil one, and we let people down. But God never lets us down.
Amen.
He keeps his word. He's faithful to the end, and we can count on his promises. I know there's books out there that, and I've seen them, where it's got a long list of all the a compilation of God's promises, and there's a lot of them, and he keeps every one of them.
Amen. 877-616-2396. It is our spring Sheraton. Folks, we have a $25,000 challenge.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do. It is ongoing between now and 11 a.m. Central Time, so we're talking about just inside of 50 minutes, 5-0. A group of donors have pledged $25,000 for Sheraton. This group of loyal AFR listeners wants you to join them in supporting this radio ministry that is being used by God to change lives. We firmly believe that. By calling in your pledge in the next hour, will you join this $25,000 challenge by donating now?
Now until when?
Until 11 o'clock Central Time.
Like
it started at 9.
47 minutes?
Yes, 47 minutes.
Give that phone number one more time, Ed. So call now and be a part of this challenge.
Yes.
This AFR Sheraton Challenge. Go ahead.
All right, the number to call if you'd like to give is 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. Or you can give safely and securely online at AFR.net. Let's say you don't want to talk to anybody.
Right. You're antisocial.
Antisocial, but you are pro AFR.
Right.
You can still give by going to AFR.net.
All right. Let's hear from one of our great listeners out there.
My name is Cheyenne Hannah, and I'm from Heber Springs, Arkansas. I've just been really blessed by AFR just because it's a way to surround myself with God's word and with his truth. And I've been listening to it since I was a little bitty 5-year-old girl. So I'm super, super thankful for you guys and for your mentorship and discipleship.
Did wow. She say little bitty or itty bitty?
Is there a difference?
Well, she said since I was a itty bitty girl, I think.
5 years old.
Little bitty, itty bitty. I don't think there's much difference there.
No.
No, there's
itty bitty
no
might be a little smaller.
I think the Baptist may take that literal.
It's all right to be itty bitty. I heard that in a song one time.
Yeah.
Yes.
We don't want to go there.
By definition, it's the same, but by location, it could vary. So some parts of the country is going to use the word itty bitty.
It's like buggy or shopping cart, you know, depending
little
on where bitty. You're from.
Little bitty, itty part. Bitty.
Some parts.
I don't think we need to break fellowship over it.
No. You think we shouldn't?
No, I don't think so. I think we can come together that they're basically the same thing.
I've been in a couple of churches.
It's like NIV or ESV.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Translation.
Yeah.
You've been in a couple of churches at what? That
might break fellowship over over itty bitty versus little bitty.
Okay. All right. So it's a Sheraton, folks. You know what? We, as Ed said, we only do this twice a year. So we are passing the virtual offering plate, and we're thankful and grateful to the Lord that his people who listen to this radio network have always responded in an excellent and generous fashion, and we know that you're going to do that again this share-a-thon. So we're going to give the phone number, and then and Ed, if you would give the phone number and people can call, and then we can also in a moment. Oh, yeah. Tell them what the premiums are.
Yes. So for a one-time gift of $150 or more.
Or more.
We'd like to leave that in there.
Right.
For a one-time gift of $150 or more, you will receive the new medium roast blend coffee from American Family Association. By the way, I do give every month. I'm going to explain to people about doing that to AFR. And so I already got my premium.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked my wife, because she drinks coffee, but she does these little cups,
pods.
The Keurigs, whatever.
Yeah, the Keurigs, yeah.
Keurigs.
Keurigs.
And so I texted her. I took a picture of the coffee. I said, I don't even know if you still make coffee this way.
Right.
You want me to just give this back to AFR or bring it home? She said, no, bring it home. She loves it.
Oh, yeah. It's so excellent.
It's excellent coffee. So that's for a one-time gift of $150.
We grow the coffee beans out back here.
Absolutely.
People don't know that. I mean, we're invested.
After this show, in fact, Chris is going to go out back and take his turn.
Yes.
Yeah. Weeding back there.
Yeah. I usually get Tim's dry cleaning on Tuesday, but I am, you know, there's no we and Chris, but I'm going to put one in there.
Right.
There's no we and Chris. Folks, or you can become a great commission partner with a monthly gift of $30 or more. And if you become a great commission partner with a $30 gift, or more, you will receive the book from Brother Don Wildman, I Had a Vision, God Had a Plan. Brother Don passed away in December, I think the 28th of 2023. But he is the one that God used to begin this ministry and to have the idea to start a radio network. So you will receive the book, I Had a Vision, God Had a Plan, by the late Brother Don Wildman, with a monthly gift of $30 or more. And Tim, we do encourage people to give monthly if they can, because it helps us having that. It comes, you don't have to worry about it. It's a draft, or comes out of off your debit card or your credit card. You don't have to remember to send in something each month. It helps us to budget.
Right.
We have a better idea of how much is coming in every month.
We become for those who donate $30 or more a month through a draft, bank, credit card, debit card, however you want to do it, then so that we can count on it every month. And you can cancel anytime you need to. But it makes it easier on us to budget for what we're going to have coming into the ministry so we can make plans. I mean, everybody likes to have the security of knowing exactly how much money's coming into your personal checking account each month, so you make plans, okay? Then you prioritize your spending based on that. So that helps us a lot. We call those folks who do that great commission partners.
Yep.
Now, you don't have to give money to AFA and AFR to be a great commission partner. If you're a Christian, you believe in the Bible, and you're sharing the gospel in various and sundry ways, then you're a great commission partner. We understand that. But that's just what we call the folks who give us $30 or more a month.
Yep.
So when you call in and make your pledge, just say, I want to become a great commission partner like Tim talked about or Ed talked about, and make your gift, and we will be glad to set it up any way you want to. What's the phone number, Wesley? The
phone number is 877-616-2396.
I thought I'd do it in stereo for
you. Or you can go to AFR.net to give. It's hard to believe, Ed, that we've had a handful of donors come together and give us the opportunity to do a $25,000 challenge during this hour.
Yes, for the next roughly 40 minutes till 11 o'clock Central Time, a group of donors have pledged $25,000 for Share-a-thon, and this group of loyal AFR listeners wants you to join them in supporting this radio ministry that we believe is being used by God to change lives. By calling in your pledge in the next 40 minutes or so, Will you join this $25,000 challenge by donating
now?
Don't be shy. And, folks, I'm just going to be honest here. Can I be honest?
You be honest, Ed. Share your heart.
I'm going to share my heart.
Share your heart.
Now, we love the other folks who speak on American Family Radio during their segment, their hour or so. But there is a little bit of good-natured competition.
There is.
Okay, I'm just going to say. And we want today's issues
to wear the other team out.
To wear them out.
And we don't. Right. And we're not trying to wait till Thursday to let you know about that. This is
right.
Day one.
That's right.
We just got off the bus, and you need to know where this is headed.
This is
serious business.
Right.
So please help us defeat the other radio hosts' programs. Let their listeners know.
Okay,
the big dogs are now on the porch.
I can see how this first day of Sherathon is going to go in here with y'all. For me, this is the first Sherathon on today's issues. I see how this is going. However, I need to bring a little bit of seriousness here for just a moment, if you wouldn't mind. The other day, my wife and I were deciding to make a small donation to a particular ministry. And one of the first things I looked at was, were they ECFA accountable? And that's what I looked at.
What does that mean?
ECFA accountable, that's Evangelical Christian Financial Accountability. And they are a ministry that oversees 501c3, are they mostly Christian?
They're all.
That's okay.
Yeah.
So they'll come together, they'll look at the financial health and wealth of the ministry, of every ministry, and they grade you on that.
That's
so
right.
It's very, very important for Christian ministries to, one, sign up to be accountable to them, but also to pass, quote, the test.
Right.
And we've done both. We've signed up to be a part of their council. We've also had meetings with them to make sure that we're in alliance with what they recommend, which is very strict accountability.
They're very legalistic.
Do you see how I was trying to be serious?
You're trying to.
Nonetheless,
what is wrong with what I said?
They're
very legalistic. They have rules and regulations.
Sure.
They want you to follow, or you don't get their good seal of approval.
Very much so.
Huh? And we want the big seal of approval, not the itty bitty little bitty one.
That's
the Evangelical Council for Financial Accountability.
And we pass the test.
So, folks, 877-616-2396 is the number to call. If you'd like to give online safely and securely, you can go to AFR.net.
All right, we have some folks. I just want to thank some folks. Matt, can I?
Yeah,
Matt,
absolutely. Go ahead.
Cynthia in Athens. These are people who've given in the last little while. Cynthia in Athens, Texas. Brooks in Heber Springs, Arkansas. Kevin in Franklin, Pennsylvania. MT in Cedar Hill, Texas. Ronald in Lafayette, Louisiana. Pauline in Biloxi, Mississippi. And James in Lota, Louisiana. LOTA, looks like.
Looks like Ron from Londonderry, New Hampshire. That's my neck of the woods. Grew up in Nashua, New Hampshire.
Live free or die state.
Live free. Dennis from Jamestown, North Dakota. Stephanie from Leipzig, Ohio. Leipzig.
You probably did good right there.
Ohio.
Never pronounced that before.
Yeah. Leipzig.
Robert, Fort Smith, Arkansas. Larry in Quitman, Mississippi.
We are American Family Radio.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, we're all over the country. We're brothers and sisters. Listen all over the country to American Family Radio. So make your call and make your pledge right now. Be as generous as you possibly can. The phone number to ring us, and this calls us right here at our home offices and studios in Tupelo.
Not Bangladesh?
Mississippi, USA. No, we're not in Bangladesh. We don't have phone answers in, you know, Bangladesh.
Right.
Or, you know, Angola or Peru. Okay?
Or anywhere outside.
There's no llama farmers answering our phones.
That's right.
We do our own answering our phones here at American Family Radio. So here's the number, 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. Can you be a llama farmer, or will you be a llama rancher?
I'll look it up. I think it's a rancher.
You're asking a city boy?
Yeah. Well, yeah, you're that's answering. Good point, Ed.
I
looked at you as if you might know.
I might know. I'm the guy who, when my parents are both alive, we were visiting them in Arizona. We went for a drive in the country, and my mom told my dad, pull over there. It's a dairy farm. And she wanted to, she grew up in Greece, and they had fresh milk out of, right out of a cow. And we went in there, and so that you could have free samples. And she wanted to know if I wanted some fresh milk. And I said, no. I said, I don't want any milk that comes out of a cow. What I meant was,
you want it from the grocery store, like every other American.
Like God intended.
You did more.
So when you looked at me, is it llama farmers or what?
Llama ranchers.
I don't know. You're asking me.
Oh, my goodness.
I've had it before, fresh.
You had what?
Fresh out of the cow.
Yep. You mean with no pasteurization?
Correct, yeah.
What did it taste like?
It tasted good. I liked it. I will say.
Disagree.
I have an opinion.
I thought it was good. Now, I will say that if your cow or your goat or wherever you're getting milk from does get into, weeds and things like that, it will make
onions.
The milk taste. Yes, onions. It will make the milk have a taste. So be advised.
I've never had. I'm like you. I want my milk from the grocery store.
That's right. And the colder, the better.
The Kroger milk.
I like 2%. Natural stuff, but not that natural.
Right. You get it from Aldi, and it's got the German word for milk.
Yeah, I will tell you this. I do appreciate fresh goat eggs because they are – it's just different the way they're
structured. I'm sure.
They're structured.
Huh?
And nothing's makes a farmer's heart feel more at home than hearing a goat laying eggs.
You have to watch what a sound the foxes will come in and steal those goat eggs.
Yes.
So you got to be careful. You know what I'm saying?
You know, Wesley, you tried to put us on a serious path.
We are on a serious path.
It's just gotten even worse.
I'm just sitting here.
It's just gotten even worse.
Soaking it in. All right, let's hear from one of our fine, serious listeners out there.
The last time I preached in Saraus, which was a village there in the mountains, no power, had a candle on the pulpit. I'd read my Bible with that and preaching the word. The rain was pounding on the roof. And it was a concern whether we'd get out of there or not because of mudslides and things like that. I'm Steve Hill from Ripley, Mississippi. I've been ordained minister for 30 years now. And the past 8 years, we've spent in Peru as missionaries. I was basically a circuit riding preacher. I was preaching on a regular basis a dozen different churches. Of course, we would come back for a month every year for furlough. So we would get snippets of American culture, snippets of AFA, and this past year, I've been on sabbatical, and we've been doing lots of projects on our place. You can imagine a place in Mississippi gets kind of grown up with 8 or 10 years of neglect. And so we've been doing a lot of that kind of work. And I've got the AFR app, and I've got my earphones on or just the phone in my pocket listening. It's been such an encouragement because, to be honest, it's been discouraging to see how the culture has slid more away from God and His truth and His word. So I'm very concerned about new generations that didn't have the Andy Griffith kind of upbringing that I had, that are awash in a world of relativism and those kind of things. They need a voice like AFR out here speaking the truth and helping them to think biblically about these issues. You need the people behind you holding up your arms as Moses with Aaron and Hur, and you definitely need that support because you're going against the flow. This is a culture that wants AFR to be silent. They don't want to hear you.
Amen, brother. Thank you.
That was a thing of beauty.
Amen.
It was all around.
Our production team put some nice sound behind that.
Yes, and thank you for that. Good brother there for those kind words of encouragement. And appreciate his service.
Amen.
On the field there in Peru. You're listening to You're listening to Charathon on American Family Radio. It's day one. We got Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 3 days in April, 3 days in October.
If
right,
we don't
Wesley?
Get the numbers, we'll come back Friday.
We'll pass off and play
Saturday.
Again.
Saturday.
I know some churches that if they don't get the right amount, they take an offering, count it right there on the spot.
That's right.
They'll get enough. We're going to pass it again.
Don't make us come to your door, folks.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we're locking the doors until we get the right amount of money.
And nobody gets out.
Then we'll let you go to lunch. Yeah.
That's okay. Right.
All right, we'll return. What do we got? Some kind of announcement or break? Or? Okay, my turn. Okay, you're about to hear my turn. The gentleman speaking, as you know, for this My Turn segment is my father, Don Wildman, who is the founder of the ministry.
It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
I have decided that, according to the standards of some today, I'm a little bit square. I guess this should be a major concern of mine, but it's not. Actually, it's just the opposite. I'm kind of proud of being a little bit square. I'm a little bit square because I believe in God. I believe in a personal God, one who cares about me. He hurts when I hurt and rejoices when I rejoice. He wants the best for me, and he wants me to do the best. He loves me even when I'm unlovely, and gives to me even when I'm unworthy. I'm a little bit square because I'm a Christian. I believe that Jesus Christ was the clearest expression of God's love that we have ever seen. I believe the Christian life is the highest known to mankind and the path God desires us to follow. I believe the Christian faith is a personal relationship between one person and his Christ, but that it also has to be expressed socially. I'm a little bit square because I believe in personal responsibility. I will not blame fate or circumstance for my lot in life. It is primarily what I have made it. I cannot excuse wrong on my part because of wrong on the part of another. I believe in the final analysis, life is what I have the guts and determination and faith to make it. I'm a little bit square because I want my children to be raised under the influence of the church. I know that the church is made up of imperfect people like myself, but I know that the knowledge and inspiration which comes from the church will be a great asset to my children in years to come. I'm a little bit square because I believe in treating other people in a manner that I would like to have them treat me. We call it the golden rule. I believe if it was practiced more, life would be better for everyone. I'm a little bit square because I believe in involvement. Apart from the universe, little else runs right because of its own motion. I believe if you want good government, you have to work for good government. I have no right to curse poor government if I have done little or nothing for the cause of good government. I'm a little bit square because I believe in giving a person a second chance. The best way to help someone who is down is to lend him a helping hand. None of us are without fault. We all have done wrong at some time. Therefore, if a person desires another chance to make a go of life, I believe he should have it and that his past should not be held against him. If God has forgiven and accepted him, then so must I. I'm a little bit square because I believe every person should be given an opportunity to prove himself. I feel it is wrong to judge one man by the actions of a group or a group by the actions of one man. Each person should be judged as a person by his own deeds. I'm a little bit square because I feel an obligation toward my fellow man. I feel we are all part of the family of man and as such should strive to make life better for all people. So I guess I'm a little bit square, but I'm not worried. You see, being square helps the pieces of life's puzzle fit together better.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.
This Charathon is dedicated to the memory of Brother Don Wildman. Call now to make your pledge at 877-616-2396 or give online at AFR.net. You are
faithful God.
Yes, AFA family, thank you for teaching truth every day. Our true believers and our family go directly to heaven when leaving this world. We know with surety that Brother Don Wyman is there. One of my favorite spots is It's My Turn. That spot is so full of wisdom, it brings me great joy each time it is played. God's blessing upon each family member as you remember past times with Him. What a great joy to have known Him. I did not know Him personally, but I know that there's so many that do. And we get an insight into the family each time we turn on AFA, AFR. Thank you for always standing by and teaching the truth. God's blessing to each one of you.
God doesn't require us to be successful. God requires us to be faithful.
It's Spring Charathon 2024, dedicated to the memory of our founder, Brother Don Wildman. Call now to make your pledge at 877-616-2396 or give online at afr.net.
Hey, welcome back to Charathon, day one of 3 days of Charathon, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and we thank you for listening to American Family Radio. Tim Wildman here with Ed Battagliano, Wesley Wildman, and Chris Woodward. And we are in the, we got 25 more minutes here of a AFR Charathon Challenge. And what is that, what's going on here?
Well, Ed? A group of donors have pledged 25,000, yes.
What is that called?
A group, you mean like a murder of crows?
Yes.
Or something?
A pack of mules.
We need to come up with a
group of AFR.
Gaggle.
Yeah. A gaggle? A gaggle.
I think that's geese.
A flock.
Regardless of what the definition is, it sounds negative or
gaggle.
Condescending. Gaggle.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I didn't mean to take us off track there. Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will bunch quickly of followers.
Get us back on track.
Yeah.
A group of donors have pledged $25,000 for Charathon. Now, this challenge, which I'll explain here in a moment, is continuing until the top of the hour, 11 o'clock Central Time. And this group of loyal AFR listeners want you to join them in supporting this radio ministry that is being used by God to change lives by calling in your pledge in the next hour. Will you join this $25,000 challenge by donating now? The number to call if you would like to give to our AFR Charathon is 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Wesley, what's the theme for this Charathon?
The theme for this Charathon is 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9, God is faithful, by whom you were called into fellowship with His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Hey, another thing here that's quite may surprise us, but guess what state is in the top five?
In terms of giving here for Charathon?
Yeah, yes, thanks for clarification. Yes, and in terms of giving, we
Texas.
Have... Well, yes, Texas, but that may be a surprise.
I'm going to say Minnesota.
No.
California.
No, for me, no.
Okay.
So you got Texas, Mississippi. Exactly. Texas, Mississippi, Arkansas, Louisiana, and for me, the surprise was Virginia.
No. Virginia.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Top five right now. Now it can change.
Well, we've been on the air there a long time in Richmond. I know that.
There you go.
And we've got a relatively new station that goes into Northern Virginia. You know, the Washington, D.C. suburbs, you get out of there. I know there's some communists there that live there, too, but there are, yes. There are a lot of patriots who
That's
live
right.
out there in the countryside, yeah. too. All right, you're listening to Charathon on American Family Radio. Again, our theme, Wesley, is what now?
The theme is 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 9. God is faithful, by whom you were called into fellowship with His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. One-time gift of $150 or more, you can receive the brand-new roasted blend of American Family Coffee. Or if you become a Great Commission partner, which is a supporter who gives monthly of $30 or more, you will receive the coffee plus the book, I Had a Plan, But God Had a Vision by Don Wildman.
Yeah, that's a story that he co-authored with my uncle, Alan. Alan Wildman was my dad's brother, and they wrote this book together.
Amen.
So I want to note that. All right. Listen, we have also, as part of our American Family Radio, tree, we have what we call podcasting. And with some of our programs, a few, are podcast only. They're not live on the radio, but tens of thousands of people are monthly are taking advantage of our podcasting that we do. And one of our most popular podcasters is Sandy Rios, and she's the host of the three times a week release of Sandy Rios 24/7 podcast here on American Family Radio. You can get that simply by going to AFR.net. That's our website, AFR.net. Click on podcast, and then you'll see the banner with Sandy's show on Sandy Rios 24/7. Good morning, Sandy.
Good morning, Tim and gang.
How are you?
And gaggle.
Thank you.
Sorry.
We were honored to be called the gaggle, aren't we, Ed?
I don't know. Now that I hear it out loud,
it is a synonym for flock.
It is?
It is.
It's a synonym? Mm-hmm. What's a synonym for a synonym, Chris?
Thesaurus.
I'm sorry to hear that, Chris.
I had a cold one time, and my throat was thesaurus. All right, that's a JJ.
Oh, man. All right, so, Sandy, you've been doing the podcast now for us for, what, a year and a half almost, right?
A year and three and a half months. Yeah.
Year and 3 months. Well, what have you liked or enjoyed about doing the podcasting?
As opposed to
live radio.
Well, I always say this, I sound like, I love that I don't have that early morning and late, and early night. That kind of helps me be with my husband, which is wonderful after all those years. But I have to say, one thing I really love that I get to do is to go in depth with people. When you do live radio, it's quick. It's a quick hit. And you can do some longer form. But if I'm trying to get into a subject that's really deep, I just had a conversation with John Eastman on what's happening to him in California about the disbarment hearing. And John and I had a time to flesh things out and talk about his family, what's going on. I love that. I don't have to rush, I'll be talking to a Dutchman in a couple of days, and he's going to talk to me about what's happening to farmers in Europe. What the World Economic Forum and the European Union is doing to them. I'm sure people have seen reports about that. It's very, very dangerous, and they're trying to do the same thing to our farmers. So I get to go in depth about those things, and I really do, really do love that part.
And, Sandy, it is from a Christian perspective. Now, there are a lot of podcasts out there that are from a conservative or libertarian perspective, but you have a conservative perspective from a Christian worldview, and that's one of the things that I think makes AFR a kind of a rare species in the podcast and radio world, right?
Oh, it makes all the difference in the world. I really loved Rush Limbaugh, but before his final days, he never said much about faith, and I always felt like with what was happening in the world with Islam and ISIS and all the moral issues, not having... I'm not saying Rush didn't, so I'll leave that comparison. I'm moving on to say, without the worldview of faith in Christ and the order that it brings to our minds, that God brings, the wisdom that he brings, knowledge without wisdom is really kind of worthless. And so when you add the understanding of God's word on top of all of these, underlying all of these news stories, you bet. It has always, in all of my years in radio and television, has allowed me to speak the truth, which is really truth, with capital T, not just as I see it. So,
talking to Sandy Rios, Sandy Rios 24/7 is the podcast, and it's available at afr.net. Just go to there, click on podcast.
I'm there right now. I went to afr.net, clicked on podcasts, found Sandy's podcast. And I notice on March 25th, all things French with Parisian Kate Pessy.
Yeah, yeah.
What was Pessy? Yeah, excuse me.
excuse me.
What was that about? Now, you have things that I immediately would want to listen to. World Health Organization could demand vaccine passports. Scientists speak the case for realism. Why Jesus? All sorts
of
great...
Are you giving the titles of the podcast?
Yeah, all sorts of great topics. I want to know about all things French. What was that all about?
Well, several years ago, I met a Frenchman named Alexandre Pessé. Now, yeah, you can make fun of my French, in Washington, D.C. He was headed what was called the Alexis de Tocqueville Institute in Paris. And through the years, we have become friends. And his wife is Kate. She's an American. And they've raised their 6 children in Paris. And so they lead a conservative movement in France that's actually meaning biblical values, really. There, he is Roman Catholic. She is Protestant. But when I talk to them, I love their perspective. I trust it. They talk to me about the burning of Notre Dame, you know, when that happened. And
right.
I've been covering France with them for a number of years, political. You know, my podcast is, I don't do traditional Christian radio. I just feel like God called me to do something a little different. That doesn't mean it's any less Christian.
Right.
It just means I talk about the news. And when Jesus, when it applies, I talk about him. When scripture applies, I mention that. But I'm covering, because of my approach through the years, I believe God speaks through truth. He doesn't only speak through his word. He speaks through truth because he's the God of all truth. And it is a pathway. Paul told us the law, the truth, is a teacher leading men to God. So when I talk about France and what's going on at Notre Dame, listen, it's a gateway to talking about that there is a Savior and there is a God. So I don't know if that makes sense to people that have never listened, but that's my goal because I do want to lead men to Christ. I just don't lead with that every day. I do it in a different way, a lifestyle way.
For those that are listening, we are right in the middle of our first day of today's issues of our spring Share-a-thon. And who you're listening to, Sandy Rios podcast. We're listening to Sandy Rios. We're talking about our podcast. And what I wanted to remind our audience of is that we are limited throughout the day of live radio. But we have noticed that there, with like Sandy's podcast and others, there's been become a growing demand of adding more content through the podcast. So in addition to Sandy's program, we're adding other programs that you can find at afr.net/podcast that are additional content to what you hear on the radio every day.
Right. So, well, listen, Sandy, what's your next interview going to be about? Do you know yet?
Well, yes, I do. I'm going to be interviewing Walker Wildman. Do you know him?
I've heard the name somewhere.
Well, at our retreat last week, I heard Walker share all kinds of vision, all kinds of great things that AFA is doing. And I was just really excited about it. I'm really excited about it. And especially the Judicial Project. I'm sure that's not the exact name. So we're going to be talking about those things and about that. That'll be airing actually today because I've always been part of the Your Share-a-thon. Because I can't do a daily show, I have to do it differently. But that's what we're going to talk about. It'll be going up today and tomorrow or the next day. It will be John. I'm pretty sure it will be John Eastman's story. Yeah. So.
Gotcha.
And one thing, could I just say,
go ahead.
One advantage about podcasts for listeners is that you can listen when you want. If you miss a day, you go back and you can pick it up and you can binge listen while you're cleaning your house or driving in the car. And that's a great advantage. Radio comes and goes. Well, it doesn't at AFR because you guys put the shows on the podcast, but generally speaking, so it's a great way to listen. Very convenient.
Amen. All right. Thanks, Sandy. Take care. Have a great day.
Okay. Could I just say,
don't bring us down, Sandy.
Listeners.
We're ending on a positive note.
No, listeners, I just AFR is a refreshing voice. It's an important, powerful voice at this time in our history.
Amen.
And so I'm encouraging you to give like you always have. I've never, ever been involved in a share-a-thon in the last 11 years that you haven't been generous. Right. So I'm asking you to call 877-616-2333. 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, and make your most generous donation, or afr.net. Okay. Thank you, Tim and
thank
Gaggle.
Thank you, Sandy. Have a great day. Thank you.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
That's Sandy Rios from Sandy Rios 24/7 joining us there. We appreciate Sandy. You know, Sandy was the host of our morning show for 10 years, and then year and a half ago, she came and said to me, she was in Tupelo visiting with us. She was doing Charathon in October, yeah. I think, of 2022. And she came and said, Tim, I've been doing live radio for 10 years, and I want to do something different. I don't want to have to get up 3 o'clock every morning to get, you know what I'm saying?
That's what she used to do.
Because she's in her, you know,
her 40s.
She's in her 40s plus 30. Something like that. Nah, I didn't say how. Anyway, the point is that she was tired of doing a daily radio program, and she wanted to do something fresh and different. So the podcast idea came up, and we said, go for it. So she does 3 podcasts a week, and they are excellent. She's the number one podcaster on our website, afr.net.
And the Lord provided Jenna Ellis
a
spot. For her spot. So that was dynamite. Yeah. Both of those ladies are dynamite.
Sandy's podcast, I put a link for that in the comment section of our Facebook page.
All right, you're listening to Charathon on American Family Radio. Tell folks what's going on yet and how they can make a financial gift to AFR, because
we're pressing
the offering plate.
It is. It is our spring Charathon, and Faithful God is the theme, the theme verse for the spring Charathon. It's 1 Corinthians 1:9 from the ESV. It says, God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Today, tomorrow, and Thursday, the 3 days in the spring when we ask our listeners to help support American Family Radio. Now, folks, for a one-time gift of $150 or more, you will receive the new medium roast blend coffee from American Family Radio. Or if you become a Great Commission partner with a monthly gift of $30 or more, you receive that coffee. Also, you receive the book, I Had a Vision, God Had a Plan, by the late Brother Don Wildman, who also wrote this, Tim, as you mentioned, with his brother Alan Wildman. And so that is if you become a Great Commission partner with a monthly gift of $30 or more. And Great Commission partners are supporters who donate monthly to AFR. It is very easy to set up monthly giving by credit card or e-check, what have you. And you can set up a donation of any amount. And we do encourage people, if you can, to become a Great Commission partner with a monthly gift. It helps us to more accurately budget what we can expect to receive each month. The number to call if you want to participate in this spring Charathon is 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or you can give safely and securely online at afr.net.
Yes, my name is David. I live in Borger, Texas. My mother passed away last year, and before she passed, she said, don't you listen to AFR? Well, I'm a delivery driver, and so now I listen to AFR from 8 o'clock in the morning
till 5 o'clock in the afternoon. My mom was an avid listener, and whenever we would leave the house, she would have a radio on. Mom, don't you want to turn off the radio? Oh, no. That's air purifier. So she loved AFR, and it has been a great deal to her as well as to me. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Amen. That's a dear brother there in Borger, Texas, which is in the Panhandle, and talking about his mom turned him on to American Family Radio, and then his mom went on to heaven. What a great memory there and a great story. You're listening to Charathon on American Family Radio. Tim, Chris, Wesley, and Ed. And if you want to make a gift, please call and help us here at AFR. Be as generous as you possibly can. And make a gift. And here's the phone number just say to this person who answers the phone here at our office, I'm calling to be as generous as I possibly can.
And then, Eight, seven.
Oh, you give them the phone number? I thought you were doing something subliminal.
No, I'm messing with you. In the first segment, you tried to parrot me with the 877.
I was trying to do it in stereo.
I thought you were going there.
We'll just do a full-on Gaither Quartet version. are y'all ready?
We're ready.
On three.
You ready?
One, two, three. Why is the one on there?
Just ignore
it. Important?
No, okay, we're going to start with relevant.
All right, here's the phone number. You ready? One, two, three.
877-616-2396.
Do it one more time.
877-616-2396.
Hey, guys, listen here. We only got 5 minutes left, and Chris hasn't had his shot yet. Does he have a story that we need to get to?
I do.
It's a good news story.
I do have a good news story.
It's an uplifting story.
It's a rare moment in America, America. I have a good news story.
Give us one.
Here we go. And you can find this on our website, AFN.net, hashtag shameless plug. The National Association of Intercollegiate Athletics has announced a policy that all but bans males from competing in women's sports at its 241 mostly small colleges across the country. This is not the NCAA or NC2A, as some baseball announcers may call it, but the NAIA does oversee some 83,000 athletes competing in more than 25 sports and is believed to be the first college sports organization to take such a step.
Well, good for them. Absolutely. I mean, they deserve accolades and now it's common sense. Mm-hmm. You would think, why does people deserve accolades for common sense? The reason is the LGBTQ, mostly the T part, but they're putting, and the media who sympathizes with them and promotes their cause, you say anything that opposes the transgendered movement, then you become you're transphobe, okay? You're a bigot. And so a lot of these organizations, companies, whatever, they shy away from saying anything about it at all. Anything certainly that's not supportive, and so this is important. This is these are hundreds of thousands of athletes that are affected here in small colleges. Not everybody plays for the big schools. We have a lot of people who play athletics and get athletic scholarships at smaller schools. This is the association in the U.S. that represents smaller schools.
It is.
It's called the NAIA. And they voted 24-0
correct
at their annual convention in Kansas City, Missouri, to say biological women are the only ones eligible to play in girls' sports, which is common sense. But 24-0 was the vote. So this is great news.
Actually. It is.
Yeah, and they also cite specifically that there's a distinguishable difference, and there's more than this, but they at least include this, the strength, speed, and stamina difference between male and female.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Hello.
I mean, they go so far to explain they're not just doing it because it's the right thing to do.
Yeah. Listen, this idea that boys should be able to play – girl sports is just one of the stupidest things I've ever heard in my life.
Ever.
And it's self-evident. All you need to do is watch.
Yes.
Okay? And
you don't even need to go to the lab for science.
No. I mean, no, right. And it's demeaning to girls, too, to women's sports. People, you know, there's a reason we've always had male and female athletics separately. And just because somebody in their head, this is where I couldn't believe that Dawn Staley, the head coach of the South Carolina ladies basketball program, she's a excellent basketball coach. Obviously, I think she won her third national championship, but she's dumb as a brick
on this issue.
Or she's not dumb, but she just wants to quote virtue signal.
Yes.
Right. Men Riley and women's sports is a no-brainer.
She said, I'm good with boys playing against
She's
girls.
Virtue signaling. The proof is she knows it's never going to happen.
It would cost her.
Right. Where it would cost her.
Yeah, you get a couple of guys that are 6'8", 6'9", playing against her South Carolina girls that are 6'4", 6'5", and they dominated.
Like the Lady Ballers.
Then she's going to be whining.
Right.
And complaining how unfair that it was.
Right. Right.
That's the reality of it. But since that's not going to happen anytime soon, she just virtue signals and
right.
says this kind of nuttiness. Anyway, we'll be back in a moment with more of Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
Faith, family, freedom.